Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Truth be told for the saving of souls.
We're going to get started, and I want to go to the vision, and then we're going to look at our scripture verse in 2 Peter chapter 1. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. All right. I like that. Having to escape the corruption. You're hearing a lot about corruption right now. There's corruption and fraud. And see, that all connects with the word fraud. Or corruption is fraud. You know? And so God's up to, we've been born again, the Bible says, of an incorruptible seed. Through the incorruptible seed, through the word of God. So when we're living out of our inheritance, we are sowing in corruption. Amen. Did you catch that?
Yes.
You're sowing something that nothing can corrupt. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes.
Nothing can corrupt it.
Amen.
And that's where God wants us to live. And so He doesn't want the outside and everything going on in this world to corrupt you. He wants you to show them that you're living out of something that's incorruptible, undefiled, and that will never fade away. That's reserved in heaven for those who are being kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in these last days. That's what He's doing. He's uncovering it. His people that are living out of His incorruption. He's uncovering them, showing the world He's credible. You hear me?
Yes.
Getting in your business. You see that? That's what God's going to do. He's going to get in your business.
Hallelujah.
He's going to get in your business. And you know, people tell me that this week, it's hard. It is hard, but it's good. It's good. It's liberating. We need to get rid of some of these traditions and things that have nothing to do with His plan and purpose. Right? So, because if you really want freedom, you want to get in this incorruptible. It starts by being born again. All right, so, He says we will be partakers of His divine nature. That's how we escape the corruption. See, nature has to do with His character and His nature. You see that? And that's what we're taking on. We're taking on His nature. I really like this this idea that, and how is it? It says, by which we have been given, what's been given to us, exceedingly great and precious promises. What are the promises? What the Bible says, right? So that's why That's why we're here. That's where the promises are being spoken over our lives. And there's something in each promise that has the potential to set you free from anything that's trying to hold you back. You see that? So we have to understand that. Now look at this. Okay, so Peter is telling us that these great and precious promises are the things that make us partakers of his divine nature. And remember, I told you, divine is really has to do with providence as well. You know, the Holy Spirit is in you, and he's going to speak to you about things to come. And he's going to prepare you for some things that are coming. So this is what the enemy wants. He wants to stop that. Anybody been going through anything this week? So here's the thing. See, some people will say, well, how come I always got to go through something? It's not because something's wrong with you. It's because you're trying to do what's right. You see, when you begin to try to do what's right, we have an adversary. You see that? We have an adversary. 1 Peter 5:9 says, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same experience is being experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Everything you're going through, everybody, there's all kinds of people going through the same thing. It says we have an adversary. Remember what the word adversary is, the Greek word antidikos, A-N-T-I-D-I-K-O-S, antidikos. Anti means against and hostile. Against and hostile. And the word dikos means righteous and justice. Righteousness and justice. So we have an enemy that is hostile against you doing the right thing and trying to bring justice to other people. Constantly. We have an adversary who's constantly coming against you trying to do the right thing. That's what you feel. You sense this pressure. You feel this around you. Something going, you're trying to do what's right. And you feel this around you. Anybody, am I talking to the right people? Yes. But you see, when you know that, when you know where it's coming from, and that's why we got to get together. Yes. See, the Bible is really... it's really like a playbook. I remember watching Michael Jordan's commentary or was it biography? And he would study, him and his coach and all of his team, they would study these other teams they were going to play. And these great players, he would study them. And they would say, no, they're going to move and they're going to come around. They're going to come around when you get out there and you do this. They're going to come around and they're going to do this and that. Then they would go. They would defeat them and win. See that? That's what the Bible is. The Bible is a book that tells you how God works and how the enemy works. That's why it says in 2 Corinthians 2:11 that we're to not be ignorant of the devil's devices. The word devices, schemes and games. You see that? The enemy plays games. And he knows how to deceive you. Here's the idea. But when you're in the book and you're not staying ignorant and you're not staying immature, you're growing and developing. You know when he shows up. Amen. And you'll know how to respond. And you'll know how to speak when he shows up in your life. Am I making sense? But if you're not studying the book and you're not in it and you're not connected anywhere, he's going to show up and he's going to mislead you every time. And he'll show up and you know what? He don't have to bother you anymore. He'll just give you what you like. And you'll eat it, and you like it so much, what you like so much will always steer you away from what God had for you. Huh? What you like so much will do it itself. You'll destroy yourself. The devil can't destroy you. He just knows what you like. And he'll use that to steer you away from what God is trying to get to you. Well, now I want you to ponder this. What, when all of mankind was deceived in the garden, you know, we're all descendants of Adam. And the last Adam, the first service, I sang that song. They're sneaky and they're spooky. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Then I did that lurch. You rang. Remember him? Yeah. I remember when I was a little kid, I'd try to go up to my dad and say, "You rang." You know, talking like Lurch. But it was this Adams family. I said, "Man, that's the church." We fit that mold. Some of you aren't laughing. But it's true. But God has our answers. Amen. Am I making sense? Yeah. Every solution. Listen, this is huge. So this idea of how did Adam get deceived in the garden? Eve was deceived, right? And she gave the food to Adam. So now, God said, you can eat from any tree, but the one tree of knowledge of good and evil. I don't want you eating that tree, from that tree. So now, she gets curious. Here comes old snake. Here comes, you know, the name of something shows its nature. A snake. When you think of a snake, I think of something that's going to bite me. And so that's what a snake does. They bite people. So he come in the garden, and he got her to question God. And that's what he does. But he said, okay. He goes, if you eat it, it's going to make you wise. So it says that she saw it. When she saw the tree, she saw that it was good for what? Food. You paying attention? So she took the food and put it in her mouth and ate it and gave it to Adam. Are you with me? Now, I'm trying to show you something. All of mankind's fall was on what was put in Eve and Adam's mouth. Did you catch what I just said? And that's what the enemy's doing. He's trying to get you to put something in your mouth. Because you're going to understand this better after today. Because God wants his word in your mouth. And that's where you'll know the truth. And the truth is going to make you free. Amen. Are you listening to me? And when you don't have it in your mouth and you can't have it in your mouth, you will take the wrong. You're going to keep going back to the fruit. And the enemy doesn't even have to bother you anymore. You like it so much, you'll destroy yourself. You see that? He can't destroy you. All he can do is deceive you. So you can't blame the devil. Are you listening to me? The devil's not the problem. Who's the problem? Huh? We are. You glad you came to church? Noah said, glory. All right, hold still. Now, think about this. This is huge. Because, folks, when we begin to see this, and understand it. It's like, okay. See, the Bible says the devil is, the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. In 1 John 5:19, that word wicked one means evil one. That's his name, evil one. He's called the evil one. And in that evil, the word evil encompasses all, everything that corrupts God's will in that evil. You hear me? And that word evil is everything that corrupts God's will in your life. So now, under the sway, so he has influence with evil over lots of folks. Am I making sense? But when we understand how he moves and how he operates, we're ready when he shows up. And we'll know what to say. And we'll know how to respond. And we can respond with strength and with power and with understanding. Because you see, when we're ignorant, it's because we don't understand. That's why he says, when wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. This is in Proverbs chapter 2. And knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you and deliver you from the evil way. You see that? He's always trying to get you to go the evil way. And you make a choice. Now we're talking. There's a choice that needs to be made. Now look at this. In James chapter 1, it says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be complete, lacking nothing. God doesn't want you to lack anything. And that's why he's trying to get you into faith, so you can have everything he has and everything you need to fulfill his will for your life. Amen. Now, count it all joy. That word count is increase. It means increase. It means to value. You should value these trials that you're in. Anybody been in a trial? The word temptation means trial or test. Trial or test. So here's what happens in a trial. You're in a trial and a test. You're the one that determines the way it goes. If it's a test, it's from God. If it's a temptation, it's from the devil. If it's a test, it's from God. You respond. If it's a test, it will cause you to depend on God more and get closer to God, and maybe even read your Bible a little bit more. Amen. And maybe call up some folks that understand the Bible a little bit more. But if it's a temptation, you'll make the choice to go into the temptation because you like it. And that will take you away from God. You see that? Because you made the choice. You choose, and when you choose that, it's taking you away from God. We make the choice in the trial. Everybody makes the choice. You see this? And when you make the right choice, and you go, you pass the test. And that's what God wants. You can pass the test. There is nothing that can keep you from God's plan except you. Not even the devil can keep you from it. Come on, am I making sense? That's why it says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. For after he's been approved, passed the test, he'll receive the crown of life. You'll have authority on your life. You'll have authority over that area that used to have authority over you. You know, I talk about this a lot because, folks, when you understand this, if this doesn't change your life, then you haven't been paying attention because you will fall into temptation every time. But if this gets a hold of you and that temptation comes, forget about it. I'm not going that way this time. I'm after God's will. I'm after where the freedom is. I'm after what helps my son and my daughter and my grandchildren and my wife. You see, that's what corruption is. God wants you to stay out of the corruption, because the corruption will corrupt your relationship with your wife, your relationship with your children, the relationship with people. It will corrupt every area of your life. And God's trying to show you, you can live an incorruptible life if you live out of his word. Am I making sense? Come on, am I making sense? Well, you're getting too excited. Folks, listen to me. This is how it is. Now look. Look at your neighbor and say, psst, make the right choice. You see this? This is huge. Now, Peter is telling us that the great and precious promises are the things that make us partakers of his divine nature. They literally unlock our potential to become like Christ. When those promises are fulfilled, we're becoming more like Christ. That means we're showing Christ more in our life, other people. I want to show Christ to my grandson. I want to show Christ to my children. I want to show Christ to my wife. I don't want to be some big slug when she comes home. Oh, you, I'm glad you're home. No, I'm glad you're home. What can I do to help you? You see that? You want to be excited about your wife. That's what happens. When you're in God's will, you're excited about your relationships. Am I making sense? And you're excited about your children. Making sense? Because you know what? You're teaching your children how to live their life. You remember when the prodigal son in Luke 15, now it's not up on the screen, but I'm talking now. So the prodigal son wanted his inheritance, right? So he said, Dad, I want everything. Give me it. Gave it to him. I'm paraphrasing. And he went out and he squandered everything his father had given him. Riotous living, the Bible talks about. Prostitutes, money, spent all that. And he ended up in the pig's pen. A pig's pen is a pig's pen. I remember my dad told me, he said, son, one day it's going to be a root hog. Root hog or die, Mike. I said, root hog or die. You're going to have to explain that one, Daddy. That means there's going to come a time and you're going to have to get in there and get it for yourself. That's what root hog and die means, or die. Pigs will root so down in the mud looking for a morsel just to stay alive. That's a good depiction of the way it is. When we raise our children right, they get to an age where they can do for themselves and help out and contribute in life. Am I making any sense? But now look, so what he does is he goes back to the Father. It says he came to himself. He came to himself. He had an awakening. So he says, I must go to my Father's house. And he goes to his Father's house. He says, make me a hired servant. So he went from give me, my name is Jimmy, to make me. You see, because when God makes you, now you don't have to say give me all the time. You'll be getting it yourself. You didn't get that. Did you get that?
Yeah.
That's the way it is. That's why I love that movie, Forge. I saw that young man helping his mother out after all she had done for him. Now he's paying his rent. He's helping her, taking care of her, bringing things, contributing. Am I making sense? It's no longer, because we're not designed by, see, that's outside of God's design. We're not designed that way. You see that? When you're miserable, and it's because you're trying to depend on everybody else for something. Am I making sense? You can't be fulfilled if you got to be dependent on somebody else coming down the street every time you look around. If you're dependent on God, he's going to take care of you. Are we talking to the right people? You still glad you came to church? Now listen, this is huge. We first begin to possess these promises when it's spoken into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And you don't have to go there, Tim. John 16, it talks about the Holy Spirit will speak God says, what the Father says, and tell you things to come inside of you. That's that providence. The Holy Spirit's going to speak to you inside of you about situations in life and things that are going to come. So you're going to be ready whatever comes. Amen. You see that? It doesn't matter if it's a crisis. Doesn't matter what it is. You're going to be prepared. It's going to hurt. You're going to go through something, but you'll be prepared. But it isn't going to take you away from doing God's will. You see that? When Judas betrayed Jesus, you know what that betrayal was about? It was for the time that he was standing right in front of him and for the future. If he could have contaminated that evil that he did to him, it would affect all of us. You see that? That's what betrayal, crisis, tragedies, if you don't process them and understand and look at them the way God sees them, they will take you away from God. Are you listening to me? And you'll go down a path that will not have any influence for the kingdom of God, and it will contaminate your entire family and everything you're about. Am I making sense? We have to understand this. When we understand this, it's like freedom. There's freedom in it. I'm spitting a little bit. Does this make sense, guys? Because look, it helps you to look at something in a different way. It shows you God. And God, that's what he does. He exposes things with his word. And watch. The Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. His word is always complete, in complete agreement with his nature and character. His very words release power to accomplish what he has said.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.